This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Class, I want to thank you. Record ratings today on TalkStream Live. Record ratings. The highest we've become. We're number 17 out of everybody who's broadcasting at this time. Thank you so much. Kyle in Montana. You're on with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Welcome.
Good morning, Vince and Dr. Miller. you know, I've been thinking a lot about the type of people that we are dealing with now in our society. And I you know, it didn't used to be this way. I remember when I was a little kid, my dad talking about, you know, this guy has helped and he had to go over and help this guy. And it was just part of life back then that, because everybody was just coming out of the depression. There was still that thought, you know, that if you didn't help them, you know, nobody was going to help them kind of thought, you know. But I think, but there was a few of them back then, even then, that my dad, I remember him talking about saying, you know, that guy wouldn't give you, you know, his sweat if you were dying of thirst, you know. And those type of people back then were kind of shunned. You know, people just knew them. They didn't care for them. Even their kids, they wouldn't even, you know, hardly have anything to do with their kids or nothing. It was just a, you know, if somebody was like that. But I think over time, Vince, and I blame a lot of it on two things. One, the public school system and television more than anything else. But I think that they have narcissism can be programmed and sort of engineered to come to the forefront of a person's personality. And I think we're living in one of the most narcissistic societies that has ever existed. But you know, even back, I remember reading a quote one time from Louis L'Amour, and he said, "Many men look, but very few see." It's been around a long time. It's just that now it's right there in your face everywhere you look, because everybody's almost that. Not everybody, but I'd say 97% probably of the people that are in this country are that narcissistic and self-centered, that all they can really think about is what I've got to do to take care of myself. And that's just almost a panic fear mode that we have developed into as a society, I think.
No question in my mind. And what goes through my mind when I'm behind the wheel of our truck, and I'm talking about a pickup truck or my old car. Does everybody have to cut me off? I mean, everybody? You know, I could be traveling down the road at or near the speed limit, either below or at the speed limit, and someone will look and they'll say, you know what, I got time to cut that guy off. I think his brakes are good enough. He can slam on his brakes and not hit me. That's the kind of thing that happens. Our son was in a Dodge pickup truck, our farm truck. This thing is a Cummins turbo diesel from the factory exhaust system, but these are loud. These are loud diesel trucks. You can hear them. If you have one of these at a traffic light, you know, it's the loudest vehicle. Not that we made it that way. Not that we modified it. It's just the way it came from the factory. And it sounds like a can of marbles, you know, rattling. It's loud. And so what does some guy do? He drives his van right into the back of our son, who was at a traffic light. stopped. No, that was, you know, months ago. So our other son borrows our vehicle, our truck, and he comes back with it with a bumper smash, our 1999 Mercedes. What happened to that? He was at a traffic light, stopped. A guy drove right into the back of him, destroyed the bumper, destroyed the plastic bumper, destroyed the bumper, the metal bumper beneath the plastic bumper. I'm sure a couple $1,000s worth of damage has been done to this vehicle. The vehicle's only worth a couple thousand, but it worked great. So now we've got a vehicle that we're probably going to find out that it's totaled. And what'd the guy do? The guy, my son pulls over, pulls out of the intersection, and the guy takes off. That's the kind of stuff that's going on. So we're left with, you know, if we report it to the insurance company, our insurance goes up. Plus we get to pay the $500 deductible. And so, of course, I said to my son, can you remember what this guy's vehicle looks like? Because I'd like to go riding around looking for him. I'll tell you, it's horrible. You know, and not only did the guy not say, hey, I'm so sorry for damaging your vehicle. I'm so sorry for running into the back of you. I'm so sorry. What can I do to make this right? No, no. This guy takes off.
Oh, yeah. It's just, it's like I was saying, you know, everything is about trying to maintain my life. Everything is the thought process. If you start there at that selfish core, you can really seriously do anything you want to and justify yourself.
It's true. All of what you guys are saying is true. And the narcissism stands. That's correct. However, and this is an important point, I have a friend who feels he's a light bearer. That means a light worker. He wants to work in the light, and he wants to help save the earth, and he wants to give himself to the earth to make things better for everyone. And he asked me, how can I do this? And my correct response is, in order to save the world, you have to first save yourself, because it's archetypal. And if you save yourself, that will show your child how you did it for yourself. And the difference between narcissism and saving oneself is a fine edge, like the concept of addiction and use as a tool. And psychedelics, for example, are going to be the next century's pharmaceuticals. That is written in stone. We now are starting to see small quantities of psychedelic mushrooms do this, da-da-da, does that kind of thing. But the difference between an alcoholic and someone that has a single glass of wine at dinner for antioxidants is the difference between addiction and a tool. And it's such a fine edge. It's like everything else in the universe. It has two edges to it. And so helping someone else is critically important, and is why in the magic orders of OTO, it states, do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. Love is the law, love under will. That means there are higher forms of love. And the most important one, if you work from the Greek, is thelema or talema, the love of will, your purpose here on earth. In other words, love is the law. You go out to help someone else unless it deters you from your own path. And the distinction of that between I'm in a hurry and don't have time for this, and I must reconsider why I'm doing what I'm doing to help this person, is the concept of the moment and where it becomes from profane into sacred. And it's a very fine ledge between these two things, and most people don't even get what I'm trying to suggest. It's archetypal. That's why when somebody wins a Nobel Prize, No thought is original. It's like there are always, you share it with someone else in another part of the world that had the same idea you did, but is possibly going in a different direction than you. It is the length, girth, and width of what makes us man or human. And I am watching this, and I want to cry.
Kyle, you have a thought?
Well, Vince, I know that, you know, the farm that I sold out there where I used to live, I had to plow 2.5 miles of road to get to the main county road. And there was other people that lived on that road. And in 13 or 14, close to 14 years, all those people, the only people that ever helped me was two different people, and they had, one helped 3 years out of the 13 or 14, almost 14, and one helped 2 years out of the almost 14 years of covering the cost of gas and breakdowns on the plow truck. And, you know, people, I just don't, and most of these people are out in the, I mean, they're way out there where I am, in the woods, you know. They're, and they have money way more than I had. And yet, it seems like, you know, there was, it's just like, as long, like you were saying, it doesn't matter if you're going to do something to help somebody, just figure that you're doing it regardless. You know, you're just going to do it that's the right thing to do. And you
it is. Morals and ethics. Now you're getting down to the issue. There it is. And anyway, that's what we need to be doing now to everyone, especially our children. Teaching the distinction between ethics and morals.
You know, our family's out in...
with one exception, Vince... You got to realize one thing, I think, more than anything else, and just like you've said, too, you can be this, and you can be this type of person that stands up and helps people when they need it and do the right thing, and you've got to learn to do the right thing just for doing the right thing's sake, and at the same time realize that those people are not going to do that for you.
Yeah, it's not about them. You're doing it for yourself. That is where the moral part comes in.
But my family still thinks I'm nuts.
Well, you are.
You know,
of course, they're right, of course.
You know, we're out there picking up trash. Kyle, are you going to stay with us, or do you have
more to say? I've got to let you go because I've got to head to town. But
right.
Thanks
so much, Kyle. Kyle Harris, in Montana, USA Prepares Instructor. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Doc Ram is with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and if you'd like to go to his website, DOC as in Dr. RAM as in Richard Allen Miller, DocRam.com.
I have to say something about that, Vincent. It's important.
Yeah. Sure.
I am right now being attacked by something. And when I say that, my website is, like, I have no internet right this moment. I'm surprised that I'm able to do the telephone. I have repair coming out. I have, in my WordPress, WooCommerce thing is sustaining an attack every 4 minutes since midnight last night. Do you know how many that is? Every 4 minutes, someone is trying to bust into my current website. Now, what that's done is it does not allow people to get into my website. They can't order books from me. Now, this has been going on for almost 2 weeks. I am dead stop. I had to go back to work. I'm working in an old job that I used to do. Thanks for the employment. I don't have any money for another week. And so it's a mess. And I can't tell you why they're doing this to me, except that the kinds of messages I'm giving now are those of empowerment for people. Mm-hmm. And I want everybody to understand that there's something wrong with our sun right now at this moment, and that if you go out unprotected in the sun that's currently shining on my home, you're going to get hurt. And the eclipse that's coming up is so dangerous that if you attempt to look at the eclipse without proper sunglasses and lenses, you are going to hurt your eyes. It's going to happen. The sun, when I was a boy, used to be yellow. This sun is white. And while we have talked about the ants and the flies being the first to go, I just posted recently of an individual. My friends from JPL are puzzled. And when I say that, my friends are trying to understand what's going on, because the UVB that is actually hitting the Earth should have been absorbed by our ozone layer, and it's not. And nobody gets it because you can't see it. And I've got pictures of someone in Scotland that was out in the sun, normal overcast sun, and within 7 hours had second-degree burns. That's impossible, scary, at 55 latitude north. Something's wrong here. And
Rick, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I'm looking at that same article. I'm looking at this man from Scotland. I believe he's 20 years old, and he's a gardener. And he is, according to this article, he is now bedbound with second-degree burns. He was outside, as you said, for 7 hours without some kind of sun protection. So he had, like, on a sleeveless shirt working in the heat.
You know, Scotland genetics are such that they're more sensitive to the sun. But this, as my friend put it, from Scotland, is scary. He's retired. And we keep in touch, because there are some astrophysical phenomena now going on that do not make sense. And I notice how NBC and Fox News and the normal channels of communication are not even discussed it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got a call maybe a month ago or so from Miles, senior instructor in Europe, and he said this was happening, and, you know, be really, really careful about the sun. He said you can't go out without protection, because this will happen. He's right,
cancer.
So often.
Yeah.
Yes, that's exactly what he said. And so here's an image of this guy. Literally, his neck is blistered. His shoulder is blistered. I'm talking about massive blisters. Yes, pretty darn serious. And all this guy did was go out and work for 7 hours. I can tell you that I've got what's called a farmer's tan. I'm pretty darn careful when I'm out in a tractor. I try to get in a cab tractor. I try to have a long sleeve shirt on, leather gloves inside a cab tractor, a respirator, and an air filter in the tractor, and I'm still getting burned. That's what's happening to me. And so it's pretty darn serious, no question about it. We're keeping our equipment out of the sun so the tires don't get destroyed. Think about that, class. We'll be right back.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company. 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today, top.
Last day,
you've got
your.
Take my. When you go to the TV, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Doc Rams with us. Rick, you know, we were talking about the fire, the Grenfell fire in London. And the building, I'm looking at an article, it's called theatlantic.com. The building is owned by the local borough of Kensington and Chelsea. So this is a government building. And the government is looking into, well, you know, how is it possible that this cladding was combustible? These buildings, and they're, from what I've read, there are 600 or so buildings that have the same or similar type of cladding or skin on them as the Grenfell Tower that burned and killed people. And this thing went up like a torch. It went up very, very quickly. Within 15 minutes, the building was, you know, engulfed for a large extent in flames. Now, it's different. The building didn't disappear. It didn't go away like the World Trade Center buildings went away and turned to dust, if you will, according to what Judy Wood was talking about. They just went away. The building was still there because we found out, as we've been saying for a long time, that it you can't just take jet fuel, pour it on a concrete and steel building, and have it go away, have it melt the steel. It doesn't happen. So this building, the Grenfell building in London, is still there. It's still vertical, but it's destroyed. It's destroyed because the fire from the outside, this cladding, was combustible. And you can see it in the pictures. But there are more than just that one building. And from what I've just read, dailymail.co.uk, that hundreds of tower blocks in England could have the same combustible cladding as the Grenfell Tower. So here we have government checking on government to make sure that the buildings are safe, that the materials meet the fire code, everything's good, they can put a fire out if it happens, and guess what? They couldn't. They couldn't do it. And if you look at the videos, the pictures, the images, you'll see that the fire hoses couldn't reach the top floor, at least the ones I saw. Couldn't reach the top floor. So you've got to be not doing your homework if you are willing to be in a building like that. You really need to think about that. And that's why I'm not willing to live in a city. I'm not willing to put our family's lives in the hands of mercenaries. Mercenaries. Let me say it a different way. Mercenaries. Because if you stop paying these people, I'm talking about government employees, if you stop paying them, they're not coming to work. They're not like we are. They're not like those who are willing to help just because they think it's the right thing to do. These government employees won't show up. They're worried about their retirement. They're worried about what's in it for them. You want the proof of that? All you have to do is ask them to do something slightly outside the guidelines just because it's the right thing to do. They'll say, I can't do it. Can't help you. The rules won't let me. They're not willing to do that. They're not willing to help you. They're mercenaries.
This is also an argument for why governments managing people is not working.
Mm-hmm.
And why I prefer maritime law. Captain and commander of my own ship.
I prefer anarchy. Let me define what I mean by anarchy. Anarchy means without rule, okay? I think I can handle our family, and I think we can do the right thing. And if no one's in charge, and I don't mean rape, pillage, murder, set fires. That's not what I mean by anarchy. And, you know, matriarchy is mom's in charge, right? Patriarchy means dad's in charge. And means without. Without archy, without rule. I think we can govern ourselves. As a matter of fact, the little village that I live in has no mayor. It's unincorporated. And it's getting along okay. Now, they're not willing to support me as a candidate for the electric cooperative, and that's their right. But we don't have a police department. We don't have a garbage collection department. We don't have a town government. So we are in anarchy. We're without rule in our little town. And it's working just fine. And I think it's okay. I really think it's okay. We had a crime problem on our road, on our dirt road when we first moved in here. There were people that were hunting from the road. They were shooting their guns, killing deer on our farm. Well, we just decided that, well, we'll take care of that. We'll fix that ourselves. So we started interviewing almost everyone that drove down our road. Hey, how's it going? What are you doing? And they decided that we were equipped at least as well as they were. And they decided that maybe they should stop shooting from the road. Maybe they should stop poaching. Maybe they should stop the trespass. Maybe they should not climb over our fence and damage our fence and our farm and our animals. We took care of that ourselves. And it worked. It's still working. No one wants to come on our property anymore. They know. They've learned. They've heard. Now, our reputation is not quite accurate. They think we're nuts. But that's okay, Torkin. I'm okay with that. And, you know, I don't need to be entertained by the locals. I don't need anything in town. I can find everything that I need someplace else. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to vote with my wallet. I'm not going to participate in funding and subsidizing the local machine who is not interested in working with us. If they're not interested, we're not interested. They've taught us. We've learned very well. Hard lesson, but we've learned. Rick?
I don't... chaos rules.
Well, you know, think about this. Who is it that says, you know what? Yeah, even though this insulative board that we're going to put on this building, even though it's, you know, it burns really, really well, it's okay. We'll just stick it on the side because, heck, the building's not going to burn down. There's not going to be a problem. There's not going to be an electrical fire. We don't have to worry about it. And we've got fire trucks, so we've heard. Let's just glue this insulation material on the side of this building, and let's make it look nice. Who approves that? Does anybody ask any questions? Does anybody have any input? Does anybody have the guts, the intestinal fortitude to speak out? Or is it just a few of us? Is it just a few of us? I think we need to take our cue from those who are speaking out and say, you know what? I guess it's my job to speak out too. But I'll tell you what, I have found that, you know, when I was at the expo and the police came in Lebanon, Missouri, and the police came and they had their guns, no one came to my rescue. No one. Just Vinny. Just me against the cops. Just me. Now, did everybody know? No, not everybody knew. But there were those standing around. And what'd they do? They watched. They were participants in watching. That's all they did. And so, how many of you are willing to stand up for honesty, integrity, the right thing? Because if you're not, no one will. If no one does it, no one does it. So then you get what you get. Because the big bad machine is going to run you over. And it's just like you have a few bad kids and, excuse me, few bad children in class. And if no one stands up to them, they take over. They become the bullies and they push everybody around. And pretty soon there's more of them and more of them and more of them. Pretty soon they're the majority and there's no fixing it.
On that note, Grace is doing much better and I'm very proud of her.
Is she out of the hospital?
Yes. And Great. She's out of other institutions she needed to address.
Okay. Great. So is she moving to the Pacific Northwest?
I have no idea. Stay tuned. Same bat channel. Same bat time. Okay. There's a lot of drama involved here, and it's all personal growth, and it's just in the same vein that we've been talking about. The distinction or difference between narcissism and helping yourself. The two are the one. It's from one side or the other. Are you in addictive behavior, or are you using it as a tool? And it's a very fine level of edges. And that's refinement takes a lifetime. I'm in the middle of trying to get my own behind together. You know what I'm saying?
You know, Rick, I'm watching what's happening all around. And we keep making the same stupid mistake. We seem, and I'm not talking about you, I'm not talking about me, I'm talking about collectively, society,
You mean marrying the same kind of woman, that kind of thing?
Well, what I'm talking about is we know that the internet is not as stable as we'd like it to be. We know that if you want to get Vonage and have voice over IP or something like Vonage, they'll tell you, do not rely on this for emergencies. Do not rely on it. So we have businesses that are placing all of their eggs in the internet basket. They're saying we will put our data in the cloud. We will run our business through the internet. Everything's going to be just fine. I think it's crazy.
Well, if the grid goes down, that is the end of that business.
Well, I walked out of a board of directors recruitment meeting. My son and I were in the running for two directors positions at the volunteer fire department, and they wanted to put all of their records online through the internet. So you want to access QuickBooks, you do it through the internet. The data is not local, it's through the internet. And I said, if you want to do that and put membership records on the internet, banking records on the internet, I'm not interested in being a director here, and neither is my son. So we're going to make it easy for you. You can pick from the two remaining candidates. We're out of here. Thank you very much. And we left.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue Bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump Bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Doc Rams with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Rick, just a side journey. You know, I'm really frustrated today. I'm watching what's happening in our country, and we've been sold out since the only president I can think of that really wanted to put us first, and other than Donald Trump, is JFK, John Fitzgerald Kennedy. And so I've been thinking. So I typed in, I went to a search engine. Here's what I typed in. Here's the exact phraseology. Are any farm tractors made in USA? Okay? That's what I typed in. Here's the result. And it's tractorcompany.ca. And it says, there are a few assembly plants in the United States putting some tractors together, but pretty much this is a quote, but pretty much everything is actually made overseas, and none of the powertrains are built out here. Case, Ford, New Holland, Massey, McCormick, Kubota, and yup, you guessed it. These are quotes I'm reading. Yup, you guessed it. Even JD, meaning John Deere, are all made elsewhere. So I thought about that. I thought, okay, let's go to our barn. And what's in our barn? Well, we have two John Deere tractors, and they were bought and used 1991 vintage, made in Japan. Okay, both of them. We have a John Deere tractor, about 100 horsepower, made in Mannheim, Germany. Have a Case International tractor made in England. And we have a Ford tractor, 33 years ago. That's made in the United States. One tractor, a 1974. So, since 1974, we have been shipping our manufacturing elsewhere. And that's where the jobs have gone. And who has done that? Well, the government has made all this happen for us. They've destroyed our educational system. Our children can't read very well. They can't do arithmetic very well. They can't estimate. They can't think without a crutch called a smartphone. It's unbelievable. They're lazy, lethargic, don't start, can't finish, don't have the stick-to-itiveness that we had. We're in a lot of trouble. How are we going to fix that? Well, we can't. We can't fix it if nobody stands up. So it's incumbent upon everyone in this class. If you see something, say something. And I'm not talking about tell the government. I'm talking about if you don't like something, complain. If you don't like something, complain. I was at a restaurant several weeks ago. I don't like going to restaurants, but I happened to be at one. And I asked for the manager and said, you can fix this tip thing and you can change it to gift. And a few days ago, I was at the same restaurant. It was someone's birthday and I was there. And I asked if the guy recognized me, the assistant manager in training recognized me. He said, yeah, you were over here a couple weeks ago. I said, yeah. Did you follow up on what I asked you to do about the tip versus gift? He said, no, I've been really busy. It's only been a couple of weeks, right? It's okay. He said, but he thought that the manager might have. And so I talked to his boss, the manager, and I said, so here's how it goes. The IRS will let you gift up to $14,000 tax-free, and you can do that for your employees. You can be a hero. And he looked at me, and I said, do you believe me? He said, no. I said, really, you don't believe me? He said, no, I don't believe you. The whole table is there looking at him, and he's telling the customer he doesn't believe me. I said, I'll tell you what. I understand. Why don't we do this? Why don't we have a little wager? I'm not a betting man, but let's have a wager. If I'm right, you're buying lunch. If you're right, I'll pay for lunch. He said, I'm not a betting man. It's not my money. I said, you can make it happen if you want to. He said, no. I said, I'll tell you what. Do you have a computer? He said, yeah, but it's not running really well. I said, well, let's find somebody with a phone. Found somebody with a smartphone, and they came up with a page within a minute, and it said, yeah, it said Vinny's right. So, huh. What I'm saying, class, is you can say things, and you can speak up. And I told this manager, I said to him, I was pretty offensive. I said, you know, if I liked you, and if I gave you a tip, if I liked him, if I liked you, and if I gave you a tip, you could apply that to the up to the $14,000 and have it be tax free. What a great day! What do you think? I ended up saying to my son, this guy has the personality of 80 grit sandpaper. That's my new expression. Rick, what do you think? Got a couple seconds left. I'm so frustrated. Rick, thanks for being with us. Class above all.
You're supposed to take the knife the lengthwise down your arm, not across.
Rick, thanks so much for being with us. Thanks so much for being with us. When the power goes out, I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find. One that's backed by the technical. Okay, Doc Wallach, we call him tomorrow. Hour number one. And Marty Barrett will call in from .com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.